American tacos for the win today.
All right.
American tacos for the win. Your pre-gaming, etc. Find yourself a way over to McKinney's or Tina's Taco Canteen. There's home tennis this weekend, men's and women's. I think the men play at 11 o'clock and the women at 7. There's wrestling this week. I think from this standpoint, I mean, the men are on the road. Bach, what's the headline? If I asked you why, how is Nebraska basketball 15-0? What would you say?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, it's because it's just a lot of pieces that are working well together. I mean, I think I would say like a system where everybody knows their role, everybody plays their role. There's enough, obviously, threat from the outside. The defense is spectacular, you know, and they've got guys that can get their own bucket, get to their hoop. We're seeing that more and more out of Braden Frager. I mean, you've got bigs to compete with the big thing. It's just a well put together roster with where the roles are defined.
Have we found the happy place? Are they playing Big Ten basketball, or are they playing a different version of Husker basketball and everybody else just hasn't caught up yet?
Suffering from seasonal irritants? As the pollen count rises, support your immune system with Quiksilver Scientific Cysta-Aid, a targeted blend of nutrients and botanicals designed to help maintain healthy histamine balance and everyday comfort. Quiksilver Scientific Cysta-Aid works with your body's natural response to seasonal environmental challenges, so you can feel your best all season long. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I think it's a little bit of a throwback to a little bit of some of the Iowa State teams that Fred Hoiberg had. So, Big Ten basketball, you kind of traditionally think of the Zach Edey's of the world, just kind of the line of monsters, right? The Giants, the Kofi Coburns. I mean, it's been this way for a long time here in the Big Ten. So I don't know if I would say that it's the exact definition or play style that I would think of Big Ten basketball, but it's enough of it, right? Because you have to have the bigs to compete when you go up against them. And Nebraska also is kind of the five out, spread the floor type of deal as well. So I wouldn't say it's on brand for the Big Ten, but it's a style that's going to work as long as pretty much anywhere. It's kind of more modern day, I suppose.
If I asked you if Rink Mass was all Big Ten, what would you say?
I would say, especially at this point, it'd be hard to argue. I mean, his team's undefeated. He's leading the team in scoring, even on some of his off nights. And he's had a few against kind of the lower level opponents, and I don't want to call them completely off nights, but he's allowed others to shine and kind of grow in that. So, you know, not everything can be seen through stats, but last night certainly was a night. He wasn't necessarily, you know, as opposed to the first half against Michigan State, he wasn't draining everything. But when they needed him most, they went to him, and he helped them pay it off with a few big buckets. So that the way that it kind of just opens up the movement, kind of is able to get more than three assists a game. I mean, I think it's hard to argue.
How would you define his game? Does that translate to NBA basketball?
I don't think so. All that well, just because of he does. I mean, he doesn't jump off the floor a whole lot, right? He's not going to blow you away with athleticism, and I think there's times when that can kind of hold you back. I guess especially when you're getting to the next level, but it doesn't always have to. I mean, you could be a great college player and not project to the pros. It doesn't have to be about that. In fact, it was bothering me in the Iowa game, Iowa football, when I was watching them beat Vanderbilt. There's all sorts of storylines going on there. You know, the SEC, the Big Ten, Iowa, the only four loss team that's going to finish in the top 20 if they can pull off that victory over Diago. I mean, just so many stories. Yep. And the announcers kept going, this is going to be good for Iowa's quarterback, Mark Gronowski. This is going to be good for his NFL chances. And they kept bringing it up, and it's like, there's nobody out there watching this football game going, I'm really interested because of what this means for Mark Gronowski's NFL opportunities. So, I don't know. Rink, maybe it can. But I think with a hyper-athletic kind of league that the NBA is, it might be tough to break into it. But, I mean, he can – he certainly – I mean, George Niang's, like, another guy under Fred Hoiberg at Iowa State that has had a long career. And I don't – he might still be in the NBA. I got to go back and check. That isn't overwhelmingly athletic and in a similar style.
Yeah. This is a season with a lot of questions and getting a lot of answers. All right, Bach, what are you – are you ready for the big guy?
I think we're ready. I think we're ready.
Okay. And then it's Adam Carriker. And then Bach in the black shirt. And then a full Tuesday. All the way to midnight here on 93.7 The Chicken.